Nicole, thank you so much for joining us this week for Alamogordo Now. You were working on a story about the police department in Alamogordo updating how they get crime stats.
Yes, the Alamogordo Police Department is going to be presenting their stats from 2018 through 2020 at the Alamogordo City Commission meeting Tuesday evening. They got this new system where they can easily pull data. It was a bit of an ordeal before. It's a lot easier now. What they're reporting is that in 2020, there were roughly 15% fewer responses than there were in 2019. So the total calls they had between 2018 to 2020 was 91,346. Like exactly 33% of those were in 18, 36% were in 2019, and 31% were in 2020. A lot of that has to do with 2020 was, our favorite year, pandemic year. And for the first few months of the pandemic, they were only going out to the emergency calls. So they weren't doing traffic stops. They weren't picking people up for failure to appear, or at least not as much. And so it's basically they're going to breaking and entering calls and domestic disputes and shoplifting and things. So the regular police logs were much smaller than what they usually are. And diving into the numbers themselves, for each of the 3 years, there were two homicides under the jurisdiction of Alamogordo Police Department. And for total violent crimes in 2020 was 1,017. Total charges filed was 324. That's pretty even across the 3 years. In 2018, there were 336 charges filed for violent crime. In 2019, it's 306. Although that looks like a lot, it's still the total versus the ones charged, because not everybody presses charges.
Okay, Nicole, let's talk a little bit about how you came across how the Alamogordo Police Department was collecting data. You were actually working on a story that needed some information and data on crime statistics. Can you share with us what exactly you went through to try to understand what was happening in Alamogordo with crime?
As you know, part of what I do is I cover a lot of schools, and noting how things are different from back when I was in public school back more than 20 years ago, and things have changed a lot, like for the kids that get in trouble. So I started doing a story on juvenile crime, and I needed to pull some statistics. I had to go through the police logs, the activity sheets. I started working on this either the end of 19 or the beginning of 2020 before COVID hit. And so I was going through those activity sheets from all these years, like entry by entry, line by line, and putting it and entering it into a spreadsheet. And I was almost complete with that part of this project until March 11th, 2020 occurred, and we had a major pandemic on our hands. So just gathering that information, the data itself was not, they couldn't pull it, so I had to basically make the data myself based on readily available information.
With this new format, do you think they're going to be able to kind of understand what's really happening with the crime a lot easier?
Yes, and it will also help with the public records requests. And since the public records requests for police departments are different now because of the lapel video legislation that went through at the special session last year, that's a different animal altogether. This is just for the numbers. It means that this new system, they'll be able to pull the numbers much faster.
Okay, Nicole, thank you so much for updating us this week. We look forward to talking with you all at the Alamogordo Daily News next week for Alamogordo Now.
All right. Thank you very much.